The Viridian Nutrition range of 200-plus award-winning products includes vitamins, minerals, herbs, nutritional oils, specialty supplements, tinctures, and balms, all formulated to be healthful, efficacious, and pure. By choosing our Viridian Nutrition range, you are one step closer to your goal of 100% wellness. Ethical vitamins with an organic heart. Available at all Browns outlets. Browns and you.
Welcome to The She Word. Conversations that women rarely have, but really should. I'm your host, Trudy Kerr, and welcome to another After Hours edition of the show. This is the show where we dive into some of the trends and current topics of the hour, along with our bugbears, our points of passion, our pet hates, or our laboo-boos. Just to let you know, this show is less censored than the other shows. And I'm sitting down with three guests who aren't afraid to share their thoughts on current topics and challenges, and for whom I take no responsibility. So on this show, we have Tez Saliba. Hello, Tez.
Hello, no longer capillary.
Camillary. The reason that Tez is Tez Camillary is because if I ask my phone to call Tez Camillary, it will say,
Camillary.
So Tez is Tez Camillary. So Tez Saliba, you are Tez Saliba.
Indeed.
You are a teacher, an actress, a singer, and that's it.
That's it.
And nothing more. We'll come to that in just a minute. And Tez, you are back on the After Hours show.
I am indeed. You
are an absolute regular on the She Word, so you need no more introduction than that. Hello, Sue.
Hi.
Hi, darling. You are back for a second time on and this After Hours show. In actual fact, when we sat down at the table, you and Tez were very, very emphatic about where you were going to sit. You're like, this is my seat, this is where I sit.
Yes, we're Miskina. I kept my seat, but normally she's there and she swapped because of the light. And I'm feeling really strange because that's Emily's seat. So I don't really replace Emily.
How can you even replace Emily?
So what?
Well, we'll come to that in just a second. So, Sue, you've been on the show many, many times, and actually recently on the Overcoming Trauma show, which was insanely powerful. But you are also Sue from Keeping It Real. We've had that on the She Word as well. I'm so glad that you're here.
I'm glad too.
Oh, my word. So when Emily told us that she couldn't make this episode.
We love you, Emily.
On the chat, Tez said, hey, how about we get a man? Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, let's talk about this idea.
You didn't say okay straight away. That's not true.
No, it's true she didn't. So I was like, Ma, did I change the algorithm of the
show? I was the one who said, yes, let's do that.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've established that said, between the pair of you.
Trudy said, sorry.
Yes.
Not she said.
So I said, okay, let me think about it.
Mm-hmm. She did.
And then I said, I will go away and I'll think about, who could we ask to come on the show? A guy who's in touch with his feminine side, who loves women, softly spoken and sensitive. Or a man who is outspoken, not short of media attention, certainly doesn't hold back on his opinions, and a fellow podcaster. Well, to demonstrate that you can have completely different opinions and viewpoints and even disagree on some of the biggest topics, but still love and respect each other and stand up for each other, I am delighted to welcome Max Fasalo to the show.
Chin chin with the Max, pink gin. Oh,
I have to say,
gin.
Max, welcome.
he's drinking away. Shaking.
Oh, dear God.
And he's shaking. You're right, Rudy. Max.
Sorry, I left you hanging.
Yeah, you left me hanging. That's right.
Max, I would like to formally welcome you to the sacrificial table. I mean to the lion's den. I mean to the She Word. And I have to say at this point, who the hell thought I would ever be saying this? But thank you for coming. Thank you for accepting the welcome. Now, my next question is always, ladies, is there anything else that I need to add to your description? Ladies, is there anything else that I know? I'm just kidding. Max, is
you
there
can any start off with what you said, Furkas. You can tell them what you said earlier.
When you walked in. Guys, I don't know what impression.
Zom. Andex, you have to have a cigarette?
Viewers, I don't know what impression you have of this guy, but the impression I had was a very different one of to the guy that walked in. So I was expecting a guy in a t-shirt, a little bit like he needs a shower. And he walks in, really, really well-groomed. So, he's taller than I thought.
And smelling very nice. Smelling. We all said Max smelled nice.
He smells
good. He does. He really smells good.
And all this, I have to thank my wife for.
Emma Sofia!
Oh, I'm starting.
Every successful man is
a successful woman.
Absolutely.
I'm starting.
Vera, Vera, Max. I'm
people on my side
I'm
now.
Quite I'm quite impressed.
Yeah.
Oh, you're all dead gorgeous as well, all right?
Thank you.
That. Well, listen, just by way of introduction and just to fill everybody in, this is the After Hours show. So what happens on this show is that we throw some topics into the middle of the room and we then pull them apart. We don't always agree on them. We often don't agree on them.
It's completely okay.
I think if everyone...
It's bugging me. Can I ask you what a bugbear is? What is a
bugbear?
You used it in your introduction and so and I are lost.
You seriously don't know what a bugbear is?
No idea.
I lost half the introduction myself.
Were you in awe of my professionalism?
Honestly, yes.
Of course he is.
But you're good, Trudy. It's no one can deny it.
Going on right now. Bugbear. A bugbear is when you have something that just grinds with you that you're just like, oh, damn it. What would a bugbear be?
Something that grinds and my mind is going very...
Okay, bring it back in the room. So a bugbear for me is when you put... Nice way to segue into the first conversation. When you pull out...
Listen, grinding, pulling out. What's next?
Okay.
As this is going into places I didn't expect it to be this. So, for tell me and I will...
No, this is not your type of
thing. He's going to become a regular on the show.
Pulling out.
People pulling out. I'm a married man. I don't do this stuff anymore. What are you talking about here? What do you mean better? I'm doing now.
Okay, so my next sentence was going to be, let me correct myself. Uh-huh. When you let someone pull out.
Uh-huh.
When you let someone pull out and they don't say thank you on the road. Life is never plain sailing, but your period is one challenge that shouldn't ever stop you or stand in your way. Tampax is the number one combination for comfort, protection, and discretion. Tampax tampons are independently tested so you can be certain that there's no harmful substances present. Tampax adapts to your unique body shape to provide you protection even when you're living life to the full, because nothing should stop you. Period.
When you let someone pass you on a stop sign, for example.
So yes, of course you can.
In the bed.
Maltese, that's what we say.
Did you all go straight to there? You all went to the toilet. Your minds were just there.
I didn't go to the toilet, I went to the bedroom.
Fair enough.
I don't know if you
The went. Toilet
in
the Parcheville days.
I don't know if you pull out in the bathroom, I know pulling out just happens in the
mood.
Let me ask once we're on this whole pulling out situation.
Wow, okay. Hello, Max.
You use the phrase, if you pull out and they let you, what was it?
Yes, they let you.
If they don't let you, does that count as like...
Wait, are we talking about cars or are we in the direction we're
in the bedroom.
We're everywhere.
The bathroom, in the bedroom. On the kitchen table.
What's your question? I didn't understand this.
Leave it.
Want to know.
It's fine. We'll come back to this one because I have this memory. This is now lodged. We're coming back to this one. You don't get away with that. Let's stick with this because we had this conversation when we're talking about what are we going to cover on the show, and we nearly talked about this on the last show. So I'm going to bring it in here. You know when you pull up to a junction and somebody is wanting to pull out in front of you?
Uh-huh.
And you say, yes, of course you can.
And then you do the very polite...
nod across it.
Or they don't. That is a bugbear.
Or you do the
You were asking what a bugbear. For me, when somebody... This is a very British thing. If you let someone go and they don't say thank you, it is an absolute bugbear. Seriously, it's like, the fire of hell comes within you.
They don't acknowledge. They don't acknowledge that you. In this case, it's that they didn't acknowledge that you actually had the courtesy to allow them. Yes. Forward.
Okay. So it's
so it's something that great. It's something because that bugs you. Something that
irritates you. Yes.
So now
yes.
we know what a bugbear is. But let's stick with this whole driving. Malta thing, and of course I'm English, so I was driving for 30 years in a different country before I came here. But that really annoys me. That really
irritates me.
Me.
Those aren't bugbears. Those are cunts, right? Can we say these words or no? Because bugbear is a bit too light.
Look at their face.
But that's what I call them.
They are.
Is it too much, Trudy? Let me know what to talk. It's tough because last time on a chat, I told her that for me, calling someone a
baboon.
A baboon is worse than calling someone a cunt. But cunt. So for
try
me,
try not
it's
to break
nothing.
The glasses, man.
But is it too much? Should I?
That C word.
Yeah.
Is the worst word in English.
I found out that in Australia they use the C word a lot. It doesn't have any really bad.
I found out about this of Kant during the
Eurovision. Can we stop saying it, please?
Sorry. Vera, because of serving Kant.
Stop saying it!
Vera, that offends.
Stop it. You can't say that.
I can't.
No, agreed. It ticks me off. Even when you let someone, even if when you're driving. And you stop and you let someone cross the road and they don't acknowledge the fact that
they don't say thank you. You want to follow it with
when my daughter doesn't say thank you, I genuinely get pissed off at her. Tell him thank you. He stopped.
Yeah.
Actually,
what do you tell your daughter? I do thank you, man.
Exactly. Tell him thank you to the man. Because if it's a woman, she'll be lodged into a tree.
So it has the twins, they're very fast.
Of course, we're going to come to women drivers in a second. Don't worry, that one lodged worst in my... Drivers, lodged.
The worst drivers are not women drivers anymore. The worst drivers are the boat drivers, the Y plates. Those are my bugbear. I mean, what the...
You mean everybody else on the road? Let's call a spade a spade. It's us and the taxi plates. That's all you see on the road.
Horrendous. I mean, what is it? Before we used to say, for example, if somebody did what you said, they say, no, not our ticket, yo. Like,
which
you know,
is?
Like, did you inherit the road and it's
like
all
road
yours? You know
you,
what I mean? That's what you say. Now we say it to all of these taxi drivers. I mean, did they inherit the road? I mean, they just come out from wherever they want. They take over. It's like as if nobody else exists.
Hang on a second. Whoa, back up. Because you, when we were sat at this table last time, you told me how you were super zen about driving.
Yes, no,
and
I inherited this.
Yes, I've taken this on board. I'm so angelic on the road right now.
I am
it's
very
ridiculous.
Well behaved.
There are other reasons. So
I'm very well behaved. I don't react to it. But, you know, I mean, I just sit back and I look and I think, what the fuck?
I have a question, all right? I'm going to place this question on this. We're going to come back to Y plates in a second. But I asked a personal trainer, how many calories do you estimate that it would take for someone to do this and raise their hand to say thank you? 0.2 of a calorie.
Did you ask how much it...
That's a good one.
I think she's burning a lot more.
Because I do that a lot. This is a question
because you guys are...
You can cover his eyes.
You guys are Maltese born. I am British and in the UK, just British born, now Maltese, just have to, of course, say that again. But in the UK, if you come up to a junction and you don't let somebody out, it is insanely rude. And someone then can... like this, if you don't let them out. Once you've let them out, if they don't say thank you, and then you can go, because they didn't say thank you. So the idea is you come up to a junction, you let someone out, and they go, all right, mate, or get bitten to you, all right, thanks. Why don't people say thank you in Malta? Because I have this idea that if we all said thank you, we'd all let more people out because it gives you that little tiny bit of a serotonin, dopamine kick or something.
But where do you get the more kick from? From saying thank you or from, fuck that guy, you just go away. That's the problem with these people. I think they enjoy.
And they enjoy not being the kind person.
I don't understand it. I really believe that being kind and nice is so easy and so better for everyone. I don't understand why being an asshole and not being polite isn't the norm.
Another thing I never thought would ever happen, Max sitting at the table saying sweet stuff like that. Yeah. Anyway.
You were raised
honest,
by a really wonderful
God.
Woman.
I was, indeed. Indeed, it's true. It's true. As I said, as I told you earlier, if you ever expected me to come here and say that women don't rule the world, you guys are extremely mistaken.
I'm so glad you agree with that.
I honestly believe it.
Thank you. Truthfully,
Javier. But yes, so it's be nice. It's very easy to be nice.
I think it's very easy to be nice. I mean, I give way and I let people go out and whatever. I'm not usually the one that drives. I only drive, my driving is from home to work and work to home. Because other than that, my other half does the driving. So, in all fairness. But
Putting
the doghouse. No, but I don't normally do the driving. But when I do drive, I mean, I'm very calm. And I made myself become calm and zen on the road, because otherwise you'd end up fighting all the time, eh? Otherwise, I would drive literally like this all the time.
This translates everywhere, yeah? But even if you go into a shop and you say, okay, thank you, have a good day, or it's really not something
that
we do.
Yes, locally, we don't walk in anywhere and say good morning. When you're abroad, everybody says good morning or whatever, and you're like...
We don't do this, you know, this like...
Hey, and I know everyone on the street. Everyone is my friend. I say good morning.
Seriously, where do you live?
Over here, literally. And I had to drive my wife to Bujibband back, just so you see how much you guys do rule everything. I was here. But... I literally say hello to everyone I see in the morning. Bonjour, bonjour,
but
I'm with the dogs.
Realistically, yes. Max, is it because you're a personality or is it because you're Max?
I was always like this. No, I just understood. It just kicked in. I was always like this.
Skin, he needs that extra.
I got it from my parents. So they were like this. So I remember when I was young, my mom used to tell me when we ride the bus, make sure you say thank you to the bus driver. Make sure you say thank you to the garbage man. Make sure you say thank you to the guy who gets the... And the people who people who are less than me, I make sure I tell them thank you even more. Yes. Yeah.
But you see how important the mother is in the role of in bringing up our boys.
100%.
It's so important how we bring up our boys.
Well, at this point, I'm going to make a public service announcement. Because I really do believe that we should start a trend in Malta whereby we say thank you on the roads. Uh-huh. I so believe...
Did you see that?
I saw that.
It was being kind.
There was sharing of the drink.
There was sharing, but I didn't hear a thank you.
I didn't hear a thank you either.
I'm okay.
He gave the nod.
Thank you. Did he give the nod?
Did he wave? But you know what he asked me then? If I have some kind of herpes or something, he has to ruin it. There's this like, wow, in typical male form, you're going, illa.
That is Max.
He can't get, wow.
That is
wow. And then,
then he bungee jumps. He bungee jumps.
Max.
Well, listen, with you, I don't need to not bungee jump. It was only the wife who I wanted to make sure I do not do any bungee jump.
So every other woman now is like,
Every other woman is a pal, no, of course. It's a...
Oh, so women can be friends. Women and men can be friends.
It depends.
Can I just stop and everything just for a second? Okay. We've had this conversation on the show before, and I do believe that Tez and I have had this conversation on the show. Wow. But as we were preparing for this show, Tez was like, me, I need to ask Max this.
Yeah.
because you are a rare species. Actually, you are the third man that's been on the she word.
I believe so.
Tell John Malia. Let's not blow his head out of proportion.
Can't go any bigger, darling. Trust me.
Right.
It's already as big as it is. So Madonna used the word darling.
Darling is better than dear.
Look at the way he's holding that glass as well.
Wow. Put your pinky up.
He doesn't have his pinky out though.
Pinky.
Pinky.
Bravo,
there we
bravo,
go.
Bravo.
All right, listen, back to this topic. We're going to skip a couple of topics and come to this one because otherwise Tez will not let it go.
Mm. Because this is, it's really...
Stena.
Gemtaf.
Ilmara, lady tough.
Oh, look at you. I say one word in Maltese and everyone's like, hello, Albie. So here's the question. We've had this conversation and it goes back to when Harry met Sally and Harry says men and women can never be friends because sex always gets in the way. Mm. We've had this conversation on this show multiple times. Tez, you ask Max.
Can men and women be friends without sex intervening?
You've got this answer from men before?
we've never had a man on the show. You Mela. Should be really honored.
Mela. I believe, and my wife tells me I'm dramatically wrong, but I don't think I am. It depends to what level of friendship. That's what I meant by friends.
Mm. Okay, elaborate.
I have women friends who I consider close to me, who I care for, I share, you guys as well, yes, well.
Pals,
but I am not guys. Going to be at 8 o'clock in the bed on my own if I'm single, texting you, how are you tonight? Well, good. I will do it to my guy friends. What you doing? What you up to?
Why wouldn't you? Message your friend, your girlfriends. Why does ginger come
I myself, because I've never managed to create such a strong bond with a single woman as I've done with men.
Why does she have to be single?
Because I would not intend to create a bond with a woman who is with a guy.
Why?
We can't be friends that you message in the evening or in the morning, 8 o'clock, and say, Aujbin, how are you?
I will not message any woman out of respect for my wife. That's
I am with enough. You. I am so with you.
Yeah. Not even a hello. I will tell her to speak to her. And if not, I will speak to the husband. Listen, can you tell your wife this? If I need something from the wife, just out of respect for everyone.
But why is that disrespectful? If you're just asking...
It's true. It's so that you're not doing anything bad in principle.
Obviously, it goes without saying. You're not saying anything. You're not saying anything inappropriate. You're just basically asking them over for dinner on Saturday. You wouldn't text the woman?
No, I would never text the woman. I'd always text the man myself. And I think it's just a question of respect. Now you're telling me, do you need to have that level of respect as you're sort of differentiating between one
I'm
and
with
the other?
You.
But I think it makes complete sense. If you're my friend, I'm gonna show you that I understand that you love her. I'm gonna use an ugly word. Belongs. She doesn't belong in any way.
Yes, yes, but.
But as in I belong to I because I belong to my wife, I believe. I am hers and she is mine, and we're together.
So
forever.
So if you are so ingrained in your belonging, if you had to send a text to a woman,
it could be the start of something.
Listen, my wife, she trusts me completely, for example, on the show. And you know, we get lots of provocative women on the show given what we do. And I'll have to speak to them because of the nature of the show to arrange this and that. And she knows everything.
And she's
okay with it because she trusts me and she knows me. But, and I've been abroad with the band, I mean, heavy metal, music, sex, drugs, they're all doing
rock
everything.
And roll.
And and she trusts me completely because I would actually try my hardest to cock block myself to make sure that no one gets any fancy ideas because I don't want to, even though I will never ever succumb to it, but I make sure that it's never going to happen and I make sure she knows it. I think it's just a question of it's safety, sort of. Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all, I noticed that you guys are moving closer and closer together as we're having this conversation. Have you noticed that? Like, I'm serious.
I don't agree with him. So I might move away and back to
school. Look at us switching on the show. But what I will say is that you, Max, you've raised something really, for a serious moment, really powerful, is that if you have a married couple, an married couple, and they're friends...
Do they have to be married?
Or couples, or whatever. Okay. But we're not talking about single people at the moment.
People in a relationship.
You're right. So you've got four entities there. You've got four people.
Yeah.
It only takes one person to misread something or to kind of go, having a bad day. And they're like, why has he done that? And then you start a spiral effect. Whereas what you're saying is you just have enough respect to play it safe. I mean, would you message?
I think if you are so solid in what you have with your partner, it is irrelevant. Because I have many, many, many guy friends. And if I'm honest, I think I have more guy friends than I have girlfriends. And when I have been hurt throughout my 34 years of existence, it's very likely to be out of female friendships. And if I'm going to message someone for some advice, very likely it's going to be a guy.
And these guy friends are married as well.
They're in committed relationships.
I would dare...
Even at school, so I'm an educator, right? And we have a lot of women, but I tend to gravitate towards the men. Why? For a variety of reasons.
Are you a closet gay?
I wish I could say what I want to say, but I
very much like
however, I'm fine with it, please. Yeah.
However, sometimes if I want to understand what's going on with Dave, I find that speaking to a guy about it or something.
Fair enough, but that's giving you insight on your husband.
Yes, yes, but more often than not, it's what I go to them for. Or sometimes I want a blunt answer. I don't want the sugar coating. I just want the, do I look fat in this? Yes, you do. Change your clothes.
Don't trust your husband.
I would. No, I would. No.
You know.
Unfortunately, he's very verbal about how I look in certain clothing.
I am going to say something outlandish, and I don't know if I'm overstepping, but I believe that all of these guys that you talk to,
somebody will have a crush on
him. I really don't think so.
All of them. The second you give them this much of a hint,
Because women think that men think like we do, and they don't.
They don't.
No.
They don't.
I really don't.
My wife is like you. She has friends from Greece who they grew up together. They're with together, and we have fights over this. And she talks to them, and I have no problem with it because I trust my wife completely. I mean, I never told her to change. I never told her, don't you dare speak to your friends.
But can I just say something? Uh-huh. If at any point any of my guy friends say, listen, Trudy's uncomfortable, I will back off. I am not going to. I will respect.
But why? Why
that a
wait
woman...
until I'm uncomfortable?
What do you mean, Trudy? How did Trudy come in?
No, not Trudy. Lele, as in the partner. Yes, if the partner has an issue with my friendship with her husband or boyfriend, whatever, I will not maintain that relationship.
If you have a heterosexual male and a heterosexual female, the friendship, one or other, has some feeling for the...
Okay. I don't agree.
Okay,
so
are they friends with your husband?
They're often over, yes.
Are they better friends with your husband than they are friends with you?
No, they are my friends.
Okay.
I don't agree.
I'm gonna take a poll on the table. Can women and men be friends, or does sex always get in the way? Can they be friends?
I think if we're talking about heterosexual people, no, they can't.
Okay.
Yes, and if they're gay, it's okay.
It depends how close
because
of a friendship.
Because their sexuality is... Mm.
Depends how close of a friendship. They can be acquaintances. Mm-hmm. They can't be best buddies. I don't think they can be best buddies and see movies in pajamas together and this type of stuff.
I think you totally can. And if you know where your boundaries are, and I have been friends with... my friend Luke, hey Luke, for a very long time, and most people have assumed we would end up together.
Did something ever happen with Luke?
Never, ever.
Did he ever try and you told him no?
Never, ever, ever, ever. We are very
he's
good
straight.
Friends. He's straight, he's married, I'm straight, I'm married. Stop it. I don't want you to chime in and say, so what? No. It's just never been that kind of relationship.
Agreed.
Honestly, it's just... I really, really do think that men and women can be friends.
Okay. All right.
Respect.
Yes. We don't have to agree. Moving on to the next topic, we're going to talk about periods.
Oh, lost your buzz.
Hey! How do you... Sorry, you do...
It tastes
Thanks.
Lovely.
So... so...
Yo, I just got that!
What did he just say?
It tastes lovely.
It's like liver.
No, we can't. No, that's... No, I can't leave that in the show.
So we know what Max gets up to.
Okay. All right.
Nothing stop him.
So here's my question, all right? Because I did promise you we'd talk about periods.
Yes, go ahead.
Now, periods is a conversation that women will have amongst each other because periods very much affects us, it affects our moods, it might be what stimulates us to go and eat a... you know, tub of ice cream. And then when you get over your periods, you go into menopause and all of that comes in a sort of strange but very similar way. So us women are very much...
We're complicated.
Exactly.
Men are more simple.
Yes, they are.
They get a hard-on,
they get no hard-on, they need blue pills or they don't. That's it.
Simple
full stop, end of
life.
Story.
My question is... You are in a house of women.
Yes. And they have the grandma as well. So yes, it's 3v1.
Yeah, there you go. So obviously these are conversations that take place in your home and you are affected by the women in your home.
Do you have the cycle, you are affected.
Cycle or menopause or whatever. Do men have any interest in knowing these details about women?
Because
there's an advert that goes out at the moment on social media, on Facebook, and quite a few of them, and also Insta and also TikTok. And there's these guys saying, hey, listen, I'm really behind menopause. I understand my woman because I've taken time to understand menopause. And we talked about it last time because I think quite a lot of the ads are a bit mansplaining, but I will credit them for taking, we credited them last time on the last show, for taking an interest in what's happening to women. And when I said to you, come on the show, you said, don't talk to me about periods. But surely it impacts men. Let me start off by asking Tez, do you speak to your husband about periods? Does he show any interest in what's happening with you? Does he care?
Out of milk, bread's gone, and the kids are hungry? Don't stress. There's a Dave's just around the corner. Open 24/7. Or skip the trip. Just tap the Dave's app. Tap. They'll deliver straight to your door. No minimum order, speedy delivery, and fresh fruit packed with care. Dave's cares about you.
As always, I'm always on the opposition of everything. No, but I don't really care that he doesn't, because if he wants to start talking to me about Liverpool, I'm going to leave. So I'm a bit like, you're telling me our periods as Liverpool.
No, but if you have a problem, if you're like mid-cycle, if I am
like in a lot of pain, yes, I would tell him. And sometimes he tells me, are you coming on, for example, because I'm not exactly the nicest person then. but in reality, I don't think I need to give him an update every time
What is there to give him? As in, what is there to talk about when it comes down to period? As in,
well, it happens. But the mood of your partner changes,
of course,
according
to
the cycle, right?
You have to live with it.
You live with it, and then seeing as you come from a house, you live in a house with females, your daughter is still too young, but she's also going to start as well. So, and then they will be sort of like
matching
in tune.
Then they go in sync.
So there's going to be like a week out of every four where it's going to be a little bit.
Yes.
So
it's life.
But what are we expecting from our men? Are we expecting them to stock up the fridge? Are we expecting them to be a little bit more mindful around us?
That stuff, I get none of it. I forget that that's happening. I realize it's starting to... There are certain jokes I can tell my wife. There are certain jokes I can tell my wife at a specific point in the month. And then I take
and
the exact
and she's
same
gonna
joke.
Laugh. And she's going to laugh and she's going to be like...
going to be a little bit of high five. And then further down the month, it completely backfires.
It bungee jumps.
I wake up in the morning.
Max on the first of the month is going up like this.
Exactly.
Boom.
Every morning I wake up. It's hugs and kisses. This morning it's, why did you leave your shoes over there?
And you go,
I see.
Okay.
All I do is I go to my wife.
You exist.
I do this to her boob. Yes, and I go work.
That's it. You just know.
That's what.
And you stay away.
I just press the boob. Even she tells me, okay. And then we go. And then we continue. And then she gets angry again. And then I piss her off again because then I forget. And I say, this is something I shouldn't have because she's more sensitive.
But you definitely benefit from this cycle.
Why?
Because when we're in a good cycle, we're in a good cycle.
There's no good cycle. What good cycle is there?
When the testosterone party turns up.
Mela. Before you ovulate, it's like, hi.
That's what you're talking about. That passed a long time ago, unfortunately, in this case. There are no cycles. We're too busy all the time. There isn't a concurrent month of this happening.
And how does that make you feel?
He's not bothered. Doesn't affect
him. It is what it is. Oh, I'm Mshtamel. We're busy. I'm going on. It's lots of hassle. It's not as... You can't compare. I don't know, are you doing it as much as you used to do it when you were 20?
Let me tell you, 30? I watched a psychologist talking about people's sex lives, couples' sex lives,
it
and how you're like, we're always, twice a week, three times a week, twice a day, whatever. And that apparently is a load of rubbish. Apparently, according to her, what is really, really normal is to have one good session a month. And that is what the average couple are doing.
I think we have this wrong idea on men being constantly sex driven, and I really don't agree with it. I think there's this stereotypical idea that a man is always like, oh, I want to have you, no? And I really don't think it's the
Max.
Case. Let's be honest. The opportunity. You
let me tell you, if let's put it this way,
she came and very busy. Doesn't that affect?
If instead of you touching her boob, if she came and she touched you,
Mela, straight away, let's go, fire. Oh,
wait.
Yes, honestly, God, I would at least.
Even if you have a lot of things on your mind, even if you're stressed,
it only takes 3 minutes. No, for him.
Honestly, that's a good one.
It doesn't take them long. It's not like women. It takes us longer. Of course, no matter how busy he is, he always has 2 minutes.
You see, I don't agree with that. You see why you're friends with men? Because I've had conversations with
guys,
and they do say that no, there are you can be the most beautiful girl in the world. You can be the most horny. You can, and it's not gonna happen if you have a lot of things on your mind. But you see what I mean? How you have guys and you have guys. That's why I don't like these one straight answers of because you're a guy, you're always up for it.
Yeah,
for
sure.
I don't agree with it.
Listen, you know, I never forget the story. There was one time. This was at the beginning of our relationship, if you feel, with my wife and I. And I had a stressful day at work. Lots of running. I went to play football. And
it didn't work.
That's the way how you ruin a story.
You chime in a really bad time.
But the whole point of it was I was in the lift waiting to go up. I'm like, illa, I really hope she doesn't want today.
Yeah.
We had just moved into a new home together. You know, it was in the beginning of a relationship. That was very early, but I was
tired.
Dead. Yeah. I was finished. She said, Lala, I hope she doesn't want to.
And she did.
I went in, I opened the candles.
Pressure!
Bathroom area, my friend. Let's make sure we're gonna do well. And it started off slow. It didn't work straight away because, as you said, stuff on the mind. And it does happen. But then she calmed me down. She realized I was stressed. She realized I was anxious because I was worried about me not wanting and me not being able to perform. So she said, relax. I love you. We're in
She's
it together.
She's lovely, this woman. Oh, hang on to her.
I have the best woman in history. Not because I'm here saying it, because I might get in trouble if I don't, did you feel it? But genuinely.
I thought I had the really best one, actually, but maybe we can share notes.
She, relax, don't worry, let's sit down, let's talk. And she calmed me down, and then it went, and then it worked, and it's fine, you know, it's okay. But she calmed me down.
But it's true what you said, Tez, because we just assume that men are up for it all the time.
Yeah,
and I tell you, because we have these cycles, because we have this like hormone crap going on, there are times when you just don't feel like it. I don't know about you, but I feel guilty. I do feel guilty because I'm always thinking that my husband's like up for it every 15 minutes, walks in the door, hey, babe, let's do it. Candles, no candles.
It's not
do you
that
know
much,
what I mean?
But if you tell him you want to sit down on the sofa, stay playing with it a bit until you get horny, he'll try it. He will tell you, "Whoop, no problem, Plana. Let's go."
No, don't assume. Don't assume every guy would.
Oh, they'll do it.
No, I'm telling you, it's not the case.
What do I have to tell him? 99. You have to tell him, "Hi, Adrian, darling, come and sit down on my nice sofa from Satariano.
On the chaise longue. Take a seat on the
on the bonking sofa. Come here, let me just play a little bit with your gear stick, darling."
I think if you set the mood, I think most men would always try to go for it.
I don't think.
But hang on a second. Can I ask you something? Does it come down to the woman to set the mood? Do men think about this? Let me tell you something. Women are far more sex responsive, particularly when you get to our age.
Sex responsive means the man starts it, the man is the initiator.
Well, yes and no. As when you're younger, when you're in your 20s, 30s, and maybe halfway through your 40s, it is an absolute fact that you are sex spontaneous.
You as a woman
are sex spontaneous.
You mean you're the initiator?
Yes. Well, or spontaneous. You might say, hey, babe, you know, here we're here in this beautiful place. Let's do it. A woman. And because of the hormonal change that we go through when we go through menopause, blah, 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 you become sex responsive. So as you get older, it's more and more important for men to take a role in initiating.
I don't think it has to wait until we hit.
But this is what I'm asking.
It has
to
wait until the kid is asleep. That's the time has to wait.
You mean,
because until then, nothing is ever going to happen. So from until 9 p.m., it's impossible for anything. So, but when she's asleep, since you have the bedroom next to the kid, you have a quick time when she decides to because she had a nightmare and she's going to pop in the room. And you cannot close the door. Because if you close the door, you make it obvious. And the dog will start fucking barking from the corridor and he'll wake up the kid. So that is why all this...
You really have a window.
All this initiating stuff, unfortunately, now...
Babe, we have 5 minutes.
Exactly.
We have 5 minutes. Let's go. Are we going to go for it? Yes?
Exactly. No, you want to see your series? No worries, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, like you schedule it.
No, as in tomorrow. The next possible time where we can manage it together. Liam and Dream are on the calendar. We're trying to try for a baby, so we have to actually do this. We actually figure
calendar
out what it is.
Of course,
calendar, 10 days. We have to make sure that if we're going
to
get anything happening.
You take the child to the grandmother's.
Yeah. Exactly. You have
you take
you have
the
to
dog
plan
to the dog sitter.
That's where the ovulation comes into it. The nice time in the cycle.
Agreed. Yes, agreed.
No candles.
An aura flower.
It's impossible. I'm a bit particular. I'm a bit unlucky. I have my wife's grandma living with us as well because her granddad died with us.
So the child goes to the grandparents. Oh. The dog goes to the doggy. Mind there. Where does the grandma go?
The grandma.
Oh, she doesn't.
The grandma's in the balcony. She doesn't hear as well. That's a good one. It's true. All right, grandma. yeah. Okay. She's Greek. No, but. The way our life has become now, it's difficult to keep the eroticness in it. Let's put it this way.
But I think
not
a lot
the romance
of family.
Side. Romance is there because when it happens, we still connect emotionally. But when there's the whole way as zopta shamat, you don't need candles. You know, it's extra. It's just some erotic fun time and these lubes and these scents and this. You don't need all of that if you're in love with the person and you truly connect. I believe it's good to go no matter where and what.
But in the event that you wanted to.
What? To have the candles?
No, you wanted to entice her. What would you do?
She gets angry at me for it. I don't do that enough and she's completely right.
So possibly you're not speaking her love language.
I don't know. She's Greek. Maybe I don't understand it.
The Greek have a totally different love language. But hang on a second. Oompa. You just said she gets...
Get some plates.
She gets annoyed because you don't do the whole scene setting.
No, not the whole scene setting. I mean,
she
would like the... Yes,
but that's
she would
what
like
I'm
the
saying.
Romance.
That's what I'm
She would
saying.
Like the romance, obviously, as in even I would. But I don't find enough time to give it as much as often as I should. I think she deserves it every second of the day.
All right, listen, we're talking. I want to come back to this whole conversation, but we're going to take a break from that for a second because I want to come back and I want to find out.
We're doing a lot of comebacks later on in the show.
I want to find out because there's a natural flow into the next topic, and I want to come back a little bit later on to talk about what guys talk about because I think for us women we have no clue what guys talk about. You talk about Liverpool versus Swindon
United.
Or something. Yeah.
But they do.
Is that really
football?
No, we're going to come back to that. We're going to come back to that because I'm going to put this question on the table.
Another comeback topic. Okay, sorry.
Having come on back means a very nice night. It means there was a very nice night having come on the back. But anyways.
Just to let you know, if you're planning on getting pregnant, you can't come on her back.
Manalik, she's Greek. You never know how they get pregnant, the Greeks.
This is after hour.
If you let it slide down at a point, it might get its way in there, you know.
After hour.
It goes through the river of Moses.
Oh dear Lord.
Bow a bit, and somehow it will manage.
I want to throw a scenario at you guys.
Yes.
Okay, and then I want to see whether men and women respond the same way. So your best friend comes home and tells you that they have met a man or a woman. Of their dreams. They're so happy. The birds are singing and the sun is shining as long as they're near their new love. So you decide that you should meet this person and this is one of your closest friends. So it's very important that you meet that person that's just inspired their heart. And when you meet him or her, red flags are flying everywhere. He interrupts every conversation. He doesn't have a job. He doesn't want a job. He makes the point of being present when you're having your one-on-one time with your girl or boyfriend and listening in on conversations. He lets her or him pay for everything. He walks around near naked when you're staying over. Red flags everywhere. Mm. What do you do?
I would tell her.
Alone? Yeah.
Yes.
You put her aside as a friend.
Well, I mean,
not in front of him.
I don't like you.
One second, listen.
But I would say, listen, I mean, you know, the guy doesn't have a job. He has no prospects. You know, he's not right for you, blah, blah, blah.
Have you been in this position?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you do?
I said, I told.
Okay.
I've been in various, sort of like the same principle and different scenarios. But yes, I will always tell my friend. If my friend tells me, if I'm going out with my friend and she looks like shit, though, I will tell her, listen, you don't look good in this outfit. It's not doing you any favors. You need to change. I'm that kind of friend. Love me or hate me. Now, I've lost friends because of it, because they don't like, but I am a very straight talker. So I will tell you, you don't have to ask. I will tell you, if I think you're not looking great, if I think, you know, your partner is not doing you any favors or is not good for you, I will tell. But you risk losing the friend. However,
have you lost friendships? I've lost friends by doing that.
Yes.
I know people who have been.
Yes, I have. I have, because they don't want to hear it. So now over the years, I will tell you, I will maybe tell you a second time, and then I will support you in that relationship, and I will wait until it ends, and then you need me to pick you up.
Because you know that it's going to end.
Yes. Eventually it will.
I had a similar situation where they actually got married and had kids. Mm-hmm. So I told my friend and they ended up, and I know.
The guy friend or the woman friend?
The woman friend, actually. And I know the guy, coincidentally, which is why I was a bit like, don't do that. And anyway, they ended up together and they seemed to be very happy. Good luck to them. But at the back of my mind, in retrospect, so I'm very outspoken, a bit like you, in case you didn't know. Now that they're married and settled and happy, I regret saying it. I no longer think it. I still think it. But I know that she probably told him. And it's a bit like...
It's a bit awkward.
Tess thinks... You know what I mean? Because I remember when I
has
started...
Has he ever said Tess doesn't like me?
He's never said it to me.
What flags are worth pointing out? That is a big thing.
I mean, she's mentioned a few.
Yes, what you mentioned, the fact that the
guy doesn't have a job.
The guy doesn't have a job. That for men is not an issue. The woman cannot have a job.
But the man cannot have a job.
No, you guys know what it is. As in, you guys find a man having a job being a problem.
I think men nowadays...
I don't think men really care if the woman has a high-paying job or not. I, at least from what me and my friends...
Listen, I don't think you're normal anymore. Huh? I mean, before this podcast, I thought you were normal. You're not normal. You are not.
But you're curating ideas to make you look.
Yeah, a shame.
Make you look fantastic.
Maris, listen, can I stop the podcast and just tell you there's going to be a shrine set up here. I can promise you.
Saint Max.
Saint Max. For fuck's sake, Max. Can you be more of a man?
Automatically, he is saying a woman doesn't have to work. But for us, if a man doesn't work, we would say... So is that saying more about us as women perceiving men and their job more than it's saying about men perceiving women and their job?
Listen, it's not all men.
I think Max's opinion is coming from the fact that he is happily married in a very happy relationship and whatever. And he, as the male, is happy being the breadwinner for his wife to be at home to raise the children.
But is that a given? That the man is the breadwinner?
Well, in the scenario where men are higher earners than women for doing even the same job, where we haven't even got equal pay, we are still in the mindset that the male is the primary breadwinner. It's changing.
And but there are women,
but and there are women who are earning more than their husbands and whatever. But... I think it goes back to as well hunter-gatherer kind of thing. The man is meant to go out and I know I'm going to get a lot of stick for this, but the man goes out and hunts and kills and brings it back, and the woman looks, cooks it and blah, blah, blah. And
you feel that is still the society we live in today?
I think it's changing. I think we are going through a change. It takes a long time and many generations to change. But now, like if I take, for example, my son's perspective, and I love the way, I mean, my son is 22, and he always used to tell me that he never wanted to get married. He wanted to have children, but he wanted to have children as a single parent. So he, you know, he would be friends with the wife, but with the mother of the children, but he didn't want a wife. And then all of a sudden he met this girl and he fell head over heels over each other. And this girl is his whole world.
Greek? Is she Greek?
She's Maltese. But he will always, like, for example, if I tell him, Jane, you want to go? You want to meet for lunch? His first reaction will always be, let me ask.
Listen, I'm going to stop for a second because we are going off topic, but you've raised a really, really good point. And this is about the traditional values that we've had for millennia about men and women's roles. And women have been homemakers and they've been bringing up the family for millennia. It's only in the last 70, 80 years that the roles have changed. And one thing that we are not giving credit to, and that we re- and I'm going to just put it on the table and we'll come back to the red flags in a second. Then yes. We'll come back to the one before that. Comebacks. And the thing that we are not giving credit to, and I say this over and over again, is that women are being empowered and elevated. But as we lift up and we go to work and we start bringing home the money and society changes to support women doing these things, men have to also completely redefine their yes. role. And we're not giving them space.
What do they need to redefine?
Because they're not the breadwinners anymore.
We haven't found, because this is where I was coming to.
I think you're where you said you're going to get some stick because you said this is what we think we are. I'm going to get even more stick by dare say I believe that's how it should be.
But we can't go back.
No, there's no way. Because I believe that a woman, a one who truly cares about their children, because there are women who don't care about their children, as there are men, as in, if you want to be a good parent for the kid, I believe a woman is better at doing it than a man. I think a kid, if you had to be a single man or a single woman,
it's true.
If you had, I believe that a kid.
I don't think it's gender based.
I believe that a kid. For a kid to have the best possible upbringing and the best possible chance in life, he should have a father and a mother.
Okay.
If I'm not saying that same-sex parents are not good, but I believe that you get a better assets Lounded. If you have the compassion and the love and the tenderness of a woman.
And the masculinity of the male.
Especially if you're a man. If you're a man, if you have a strong, powerful mother, I believe it will give you more and way more skills in life to grow. If you only have a mother, you will not get the friendship, the bond, the hardworking tipo, you know, the
which you need to grow in life.
If you have just a man, you will not get the sweet touch of a woman, I believe.
So ideally, you're saying
a parent should be a male, it's the same sex. It's fine. Love is love. It always beats anything and beats having nothing, that's for sure. But I think you'll be a bit. You have the possibility.
You're talking about balance.
To get.
How do you know that
traits,
a woman is going to instill compassion and not a man? How do you know that a man is going to instill?
Wait a second. He's talking about the
average, ooh, the more usual than not.
The middle road. Then you're always going to have men who maybe are more compassionate than certain women, and you have the...
Listen, there are studies that women are more organized than men, than when they mature quicker. I mean, when they're...
Look, it goes without saying that our brains function differently and women have more empathy, more sympathy than men do because we function differently. When we're putting a... a problem in the middle of the room, the man will approach a problem logically, in a very different way to a woman will approach a problem. And therefore, when what you're saying, if I'm hearing you correctly, is that for an upbringing of a young person, having both of those influences and that balance is what is the ideal.
I don't think those values come with gender.
Okay. It's not necessarily, because I mean, you guys have constantly been saying that I am a different man. And yes, there are different men. There are people who might be, I'm sure there are people who are better than me in lots of things, and I am better than some and others. And that is definite. But there will not be a standard woman as well. So you can't put everyone in one category. So this is a broad spectrum. This is, we're saying what I believe a kid will have the best possible chance to grow up and have, you get the most assets out of having both sides.
But coming back to the point
there is a difference between a man and a woman.
But Max, coming back to the reason that Tez is glaring at you. Uh-huh. Okay, you are. and I have to say, also, you keep doing this, which is really fun. you're not noticing you do this? Yeah, this is really cool. We're all doing the Max dance. Coming back to the point that you were saying before, which is about the fact that you believe that that is the best scenario for a child to grow up. We are now moving into a different era.
Yes.
And coming back to the point that I was making is that we can't undo this. For economic reasons, women cannot go back to the point where they don't work. They have to, because the economy, the global economy, is heading in one direction, and women have to work. It's not even a choice.
It's a luxury nowadays.
It's a luxury, absolutely. Absolutely.
Agreed.
I'm actually going to say that one of the parents stay home is a luxury.
Yes.
I'm not even going to say a woman. I'm going to say that the less earning partner stays home is a luxury.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's
what I'm going to say. But I still believe that we're missing a trick here, because we as women, and this is, you know, where maybe people see me as a feminist, and I'm utterly, utterly not, but we as women are striving for equality, because we're going into the workplace, because we're doing things that we weren't doing 70 years ago, and the whole of society has changed, but we're not giving men the space to adjust.
Because they've always had the space.
No, men were hunter-gatherers.
There are plenty of men who will... I kind of agree and disagree with you, because you're right. This has been sprung on men rather recently. And especially if you take the generation of my father, which is what, 30, 40 years ago, it's a whitewash difference. I agree with you. But I believe that if you are a man and you have a wife, and the wife just happens to have a better job than you and gets paid more than you, if your ego is in some way or form hurt just because your wife is better off than you from a wage, I think you have a bit of an issue. A
is it ego, or is it just understanding your role and your place in the world?
No, it's an ego, because it's the ego thing. Yes. Because if my wife gets a promotion and she gets better than me, and she has a higher wage than me, and someone has to stay at home, I would gladly do it. I would love for my wife to.
The thought wouldn't cross your mind that my wife is staying home and I am no longer the breadwinner. Honestly, wouldn't
my
it?
Wife? I'm staying home and my wife is. I don't think it would make a difference to me. No, I don't. Now,
I don't think
now
that's the
I don't know.
Men,
now I'm listen. I've never been in that situation, so if it happens, I can't tell you if I feel in any way emasculated. But in my mind, I really don't think it would make a difference.
Let me ask you a detail then. I'm just bear with me, because I want to. Bring this into a very practical terms. You go out for dinner with your friends.
Yeah.
And the bill comes.
Is your wife present or is it with the friend?
Yeah, you go out with friends, but your wife is there as well. And your wife goes to pay. That wouldn't bug you?
No.
Why would it?
My wife paid for our first date. She paid.
Keep your self-care journey on track in just a few clicks with Myoka Spas. Whether for a moment of disconnection, a complete body-mind reset, or a bonding time together, book online stress-free at myoka.com or use the new Myoka app. Complimentary spa facilities on every visit.
Why would it
bother? Red flags! Back to the red flags!
I went, I went to the bathroom and she paid. Let's be honest. I wasn't there waiting.
Okay,
so.
Okay. Listen, all her girlfriends were like red flags with that Max. Don't let him pay.
And this is another thing which I don't understand. I don't know how you guys handle.
But probably that. I'm so sorry. Right, I'm stopping you. But probably the fact that you didn't realistically when she went back to her group chat and she said he didn't pay, you were not painted in a very good light. That is the reality.
Why would she have gone to tell her friends he didn't pay and I paid? Why would that even be a conversation?
I'm sure she did.
When your friend goes on a date, afterwards you say, who paid the bill? And to get back to the red flags, why did we assume that the friend pointing out the red flags is the female pointing out about a male partner?
No, I actually didn't. I said both because I want to know Max's opinion.
So this is it. The red flag about the other person not working is a red flag.
Oh, it's just an example.
But it is a red flag if one person, whether it's the male, because then the conversation went, so why is a male not working a red flag? It's not that the male not working is a red flag. It's a person, one of the two not working is a red flag because both people need to work.
Yes, yes. But I'm talking about red flags in general because I'm interested in whether or not... Yeah. I mean, you've mentioned this to a friend, you've mentioned this to a friend, I've mentioned this to a friend, and I have been told that my partner sucks. And being on the receiving end of that takes a little bit of humility. And then years later, you're like, damn, they really suck. They were freaking awful. And you and
the partner or the friend for saying that?
No, everyone except for my husband was horrible.
I met my wife in July. By December we were living together. I moved in extremely quickly with her.
She's wonderful. Asha sounds this lady.
No, she's amazing. I'm telling you, I'm bullshitting. Honest to God, I'm the luckiest man in the world. My friends all took me aside. They did like an intervention. They told me, Max, listen, you're rushing. You're taking it too much. You're not coming out with us. You're not partying anymore. You're not doing this and that. You're changing. I understand it from a man's point of view, because if you've never seen or felt a connection with a woman, at least the way I was lucky enough to find with my wife, I would expect people to be weary that your friend is rushing too much, because a 6 month moving into a home with someone after knowing them for only 6 months, it is a bit of a big deal.
Did it change your friendship?
Not at all.
No. It didn't change your friendships with your friends at all. They didn't approve.
But it's fine, because they did it out of their understanding of what they have garnered in their relationships and through life. They can't understand what I was feeling at the time. Now, they might have been right, but I saw no red flags. You know?
Were none of them in a relationship by this point? Were you one of the first to get into a relationship?
There was one who was in a relationship for a very long time, but most of them, weren't. The majority weren't.
Because possibly... They wouldn't say what they said.
Yes, they were still in the whole bros partying, acting, so they probably couldn't really understand. And I was like them, mind you. I remember being in London before I met my wife. My friends are saying how you create a connection with your partner more than you can with a friend. And I'm like, this is rubbish. This is bullshit. How can I create a stronger bond with a woman than I can with you, my buddy? I've been with you all this time. But then when you get to it, I told them, guys, you are right. And maybe I'm lucky. I don't know. Maybe I decided to make it.
I'm glad you didn't lose your friends, though. Unfortunately, I think in a girls group, something like that could. You could. Or how different
women
react to something. I think we carry a lot of weight to certain things, whereas...
Can I dare say something? You women.
You women.
Ostia, when it comes down to relationships in between women, my wife says it as well. There is a bit more.
See why I gravitate towards men.
There is a bit more a sense of of what's the word? Ada, jealousy, and if you can't stick it to her, it's better. And if you don't say things,
I think for the benefit of the person, men's friendships are different. You're more sort of like,
they genuinely told me, listen, we're worried, Max. You're rushing. This isn't normal. This doesn't happen. Thank you. I honestly believe that you had my best intention. So why should I be pissed off? I'm sure they did, because they're my friends still today. They're best friends. Why should I be pissed off if you genuinely...
But women are more bitchy.
But they saw that the scenario was a red flag. They didn't see that she had red flags.
Yes.
So it was a scenario, not her. Have you ever had to tell a friend that actually the woman he's involved with or the man that he's involved with just really is in the wrong relationship and the woman or man that he's with is a nutcase?
Yes. I think I was a bit nice with it though. I was careful.
How did you handle it? So we know how Sue handled it. How did you?
I would tell him, Presempio. I don't know. I would tell him.
This is a hypothetical situation or a real one?
No, a real one. I just want to make sure I don't out it.
Okay.
Because it's kind of closer.
You're
than
in a
I've
safe
been.
Space.
It's only no, but broadcasted on Spotify everywhere.
It's a simple. I think between men, it would be a simple. If she's a gold, if she's like coming here for your money, and it's obvious she doesn't give a shit about you. I remember one.
That's a huge red flag.
I remember, big time. I remember one particular time. There was a friend had his girlfriend, and she got drunk, and she was flirting, but grinding, as we said in the beginning, with everyone. It was
nice.
All of us are like this, like bro. And we went to him. We told him, "What the fuck is she doing?" Right? We thought, "Listen, something's make sure wrong, you leave yeah. her tomorrow. This is fucking ridiculous. You can't be doing this in front of people. She's your girlfriend and she's riding that one. She's humping him with the ass and the dick and all this fucking... Yeah, you can't do this. So we told him, bitch, army.
She's not wife material. Though.
And what did he say?
Yes, I know. I left her.
Eventually. Oh, okay.
Oh, right. It's there. Oh, it's what... He didn't do it so straight away. It prolonged a bit.
Yes, sometimes
but,
it takes time.
I would tell someone. I think I would if I'm genuinely worried and someone is trying to take my friend for a ride, I will pull him aside. I'll tell him, listen.
Isn't that what friends are for,
Michelle?
I believe so. I've heard stories though, where they have caught the person cheating. Mm. Actually, literally, I saw your wife cheating on you. And the guy will not want to believe it and friendship ruined and he's still with mm-hmm. the person till the day or then she cheated on him and he left her, etc. So If you are so weak enough that you don't want to hear the truth, if you don't believe your friend is genuinely trying to help you, if you don't think your friend has his best intentions for you, then you have a problem. That then is not a friend. You should be able to tell your friend anything.
I'm gonna say yes, but I'm also gonna tell like you. I'm gonna tell a story. My best friend, and I know she won't mind me telling this story. My best friend for 51 years, we've known each other before we were born. Somebody came up to me and said to me years and years and years ago, said, your best friend's fiance is cheating on her. You have to tell her.
That's not fair. I said, you go and tell her.
And he said, you're her best friend, you go and tell her.
I went and told
her and I lost her as a friend for 8 years. And then eventually, 8 years later, she calls me, she messages me. She said she went to the doctor. And by this time, she's married him, she's had two kids with him. She went to the doctor and the doctor said she's really not feeling very well. And he said, well, you have an STD.
Oh my God, heavy.
And the first thing she did was kick him out and call me. And she said to me, I am so sorry. And we've never been closer. And I know she won't mind me telling this story. I think sometimes we have to
let that person ride that wave
because if you had the right intentions, if you mean well.
I think that says a lot about you as a friend, Trude, and a lot about her to you for taking her back, for lack of a better term, and for her to actually say, Trudy was right. I need to go and I need to make amends. Mm. I think that is a lot about that friendship. I think that was a very, very rough wave, but wow, what a solid friendship to have endured such a wave.
She's the first person I smoked a cigarette with. She's the first person I ever went drinking with. She's the first person I shoplifted with. She's the first person I've done everything with. And so it was kind of when she came back and said, "Can we pick up the friendship?" And I'm
of course
really sorry. I was like, "Vroom."
Of course,
yeah. Like not even a
but not everybody would respond to
that. Because this is what I said to you. You tell them, you maybe tell them again, and then you wait. And then you're there to pick it up.
Yeah. Yes. If you're willing to pick it up. There are people if you've given that
insight or opinion about this red flag, whatever, with a genuine
intention,
when you're coming from a genuine place, and you also understand, because you have to understand that the other person, there are loads of reasons why you remain in the relationship. Your gut tells you that information was right, but you will be in denial and you stay in that relationship for whatever reason. Maybe you have low self-esteem. Maybe you came from an abusive background, blah, 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 blah. So you, as the friend who delivered that information, have to also understand that there are reasons why that person is staying in that relationship. And you have to then be ready to carry it through till the end and to...
Yes.
Can I ask you, there is the option to leave the friendship if you want to.
Yes, but why would you?
Max, see how we analyze and overthink and go into the detail and think and then overthink and then break
go
down
back
everything.
And go back and go
back. Do guys do that?
I think the intelligent ones do, yes.
You have those friends.
Yes, I mean...
What the...
That was a good one. I have no comeback to it, unfortunately. I have to stick by it.
Oh, yeah, I love you.
Really funny.
You can also analyze and go deep and do all this rubbish and not be intelligent. Actually, it doesn't require the intelligence to do it. But yes, there are guys who do it. I would believe anyone who cares for someone really and truly and who truly understands and that everything has deepness, everything has repercussions to it, then I believe yes, then we do it. And then at least me from myself, for example, I don't want to speak personally, I suffered from with like depression and anxiety big time. When I was in London, I'd been 1 year, I lost 30 kilos, but I was gone, I was really bad. So I kind of, that was my first psychological test. So it kind of put me in the knowledge that, all right, we're all really deep bloody creatures. So if you don't actually invest to see what and why and this and that and that and this,
you're doing yourself a disservice.
Nothing is ever a face value, in my opinion. There's always a reason for something. And more often than not, I would believe people are not evil. There's always a reason that caused them to be.
You know, I tend to agree with that.
But yes, there are people there are men who think about like this. Not plenty of them. Lots of them come to you about the cars and the football, and that's all they can talk
can
about.
Can we ask you, what is a daily group chat content?
If I show you, I'm going to prison.
Women
is never there.
Seriously,
don't go down that road.
No one is sending photos of women.
No.
Listen, I'm 40. If you're 20, maybe.
Okay, so what are you talking about? Are you talking about football?
I don't have the time to talk to plenty of them, to be honest. And we do. There aren't these constant. Yes, we talk about football, funny stuff. It just goes down. Jokes,
constant jokes, banter, farting, jokes, pooping,
excessive
hardcore
racism.
Yeah.
Really stupid jokes. Stuff. Just everything excessive. Everything that you can't say in public.
You say it on the chat.
But that all is exactly joking, the group obviously. Chat because. Because you are in the safety net of your group chat where you can be like, I know this is not okay to say.
Yeah, exactly.
But
exactly.
I'm going to slide.
They are very politically incorrect.
But there are lots of, I mean, depends on the topic. There's no specific thing.
But you're constantly
it's all joke,
joking,
it's all banter.
Yeah?
Yes, it's all banter.
I can tell you because this is exactly what my husband does. I occasionally get a glimpse over his shoulder at his group chats and I'm like,
Like they're 14, 15.
They're just sending memes to each other of like, you know, like
it.
You don't even have the energy to actually have a conversation. All they do is swap memes and like really, like you said, stuff that should never, ever publicly be seen because it's just a little bit close to the mark.
It's a fun space. That is, you just go there to have fun. You know, you don't go there to complain about this and that. If you want to complain, you call him. Listen, I love...
Speaking of fun space.
That's so cool, though.
To stay hassling on chat. I mean, let's say now what happened, whatever, if there is an issue with, I don't know, let's say now the Charlie Kirk thing that just happened, that obviously came up. Look at this, and we went down a political trope against fuck this one, fuck that one, screw that one, etc., etc. But always, there's going to be, after every 5 years,
you
comments,
know it, there's going to be a
there's
meme.
There's going to be a joke, there's going to be something that's going
to
come in.
So to keep it light, yeah.
So you pick on the topic that is current, look at this one, and you just...
Haha, you saw this.
It moves into stupid.
I really feel like I want to come back as a guy next time. Do you know what I mean?
Speaking of banter, I suppose, on our group chat, I called you a baboon.
Yes.
And you were a little bit hurt about
it. Bugbeared about it, yes.
Yeah. May I ask why?
I'm going to tell you exactly why.
Can I just explain that calling someone a baboon is something that I do. It's not an insult to me. It's very like, why ma don't be a baboon? Why ma what a baboon? This bunch of baboons. It's just a thing. My sisters and I say nerds, for example. Why ma stop being a nerd? You're being a nerd. You're not coming to mama. It is just a phrase.
Agreed. And listen, I didn't
I
get...
Meant it. Did you actually get offended?
Not offended. Let me explain what happened. And
you do realize that we all ignore Tez when she does things like this because she actually has no idea whether the animal is a real animal or not.
I know it's an animal.
I didn't get offended to the extent where I said, Ostia.
You know what you mean.
No, I mean, Tez, that bitch, Ostia. No, I didn't get offended in that way. But what happened was,
you were like, the fuck?
Yes, I'm like, yeah, I was. Visseria, tafosh, kermanda. That's how I was. But let me tell you why. Because... We had originally planned this filming to be done yesterday, right? We had done this.
My fault.
Yeah. Now, made a mistake. It's fine. It's all good. No problem at all.
No, it was actually always today. I just told you. It was. I got because it was the Monday. Anyway.
Whatever. Yeah. It's fine. But I was of the intention.
Max,
that it
can
was
I just
Wednesday.
Say, I'm a blonde menopausal woman. All right. Give me a break.
I'm going to tell you. No, she's.
You made a mistake and you admitted the mistake. Exactly. So we're all good here.
That is why I was a bit pissed off. I want to tell you why. Wait a bit. Let me finish.
Oh, he has feelings. It was.
Yeah, Mala, you think I'm always a robot? You're always like this, no problem.
Hey, Allah,
I thought it was going to be on Wednesday. So I came on the chat and I said, when is it going to happen? And you said, or someone said, this is on me on Thursday. You're wrong. And I knew I wasn't wrong. So you started.
He has a point.
So you started calling me wrong straight away. And I knew I wasn't wrong. But instead of outing Trudy to the comment chat, I said, let me go in and ask her privately, Miskina, maybe she did a mistake.
As well.
So I went inside and I asked her privately, what's going on?
This bitch is calling me a baboon.
No, they didn't call me a baboon so far. I'm like, illala. So I had to cancel the date night with the missus to move it because I told her we have the date night. And now I have to revert it back. Fuck it. All right, I'm there.
He really
I'm
wanted to be here.
And then you... Out of the blue, you said, into where did you get this Thursday? You baboon. I'm like, lala, seriously? And I know that I was right. That is what pissed me off. I didn't want to say, push through the care, the clostia, she's inventing. I didn't want to out her. I couldn't throw her under the bus. And you called me a baboon.
But you're throwing her under the bus now, whoa. Because now
we're
herself
under the bus. Now it's fine.
No,
and then she came to the group and she's like,
she came. Can I just say...
Max is looking even better because he didn't want to throw me under the bus.
Because you could have very easily gone.
Let's
Trudy tell you at how
I could have screenshot paste her, speak to Trudy, and I continue on my day, and I win. Yeah. What was it the point too?
But listen,
this is up to the baboon sharing the mobile like this. It's your mother. Sorry, get a new one.
So this leads me nicely onto, and I want to come to these thoughts to close. Okay, I know you've been. Hasn't this been fun?
It is. I'm a fun guy. I've been saying
this. Oh, you are doing so well, man. It's so fun. You were fun doing guy. Really well.
Landed. Oh my word.
We can call you a fun guy. And you should go. Thank you.
We know when we need to take that pause, that break. But we feel guilty for stepping away from our partners, kids and work. We feel like we need someone's permission to have something we simply deserve. The She Word has partnered up with Myoka Spas to give you just that. Your permission to take time for yourself. The time you usually wouldn't take, but really should. Use code SHEWORD for 10% off any individual treatment when booking online at myoka.com or enjoy 10% off any gift box in-store with gift vouchers over 100 euros.
Thank you very much. You can't call
the drive, the drive.
Hi. But I do want to wrap this up because this has been great fun. I mean, it's been fantastic. And have you noticed? They're almost touching each other.
And you won't touch me, eh?
No. And you're not going to get a call at 8 p.m. to check out if you're okay.
I'm not interested. Can I clarify? I'm not interested. But you could do this to me as well.
It's very cold over here.
Nothing. I feel bad paying for my bill at the supermarket. I don't want to see you. I don't look at women.
Well, listen, I want, apart from the fact that there's obviously a bit of a, you know, a thing.
Bit of a fire going on. Yeah.
I'm very Team Sue and Team Trudy.
Have you seen where you're sitting on the table?
I'm only because of the light.
The both of you
filling one. He keeps on putting them closer. And
playing with the hair. Calor, Alex.
No, it's not.
He's so handsome and
even
tall.
In her book.
But listen, here's the thing. This is what I really want to just close with, is that I feel like over the last 2 years, we've been pitched against you. You've mm-hmm. been pitched against us. In actual fact, what we've done is we've sat down at this table and we've had a bloody good time. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's big time.
Don't you think?
And I was sure it would be a good time.
Don't you think that, how do we take this forward? How do we get to a point where people are having more conversations, being more open, more acceptable, where we have more conversations, more acceptance, more ability to say, I might not agree with you, Max. I might not agree to all your content. I might have opinions about that. And that's fine, because you don't want to talk about periods, and that's absolutely fine. but you, the reason I'm saying this is, Tez, we already have met Max, and you said, wow, Max is not what I thought he is. So how do we get past all this shit?
I think you need to...
Putty in your
right,
putty, putty, Max.
I don't think it has to do with gender, really. I think it's got to do with the idea that it's really okay not to agree with someone.
Yes.
I think there is this idea, and as you notice, either from previous podcasts, even from this one itself, I'm normally the one that sits at the opposite end of the spectrum, and I'm normally with a very small troop of people with me, and it's very isolating, and sometimes I am a bit like, ma, if I'm the one that reasons like this, should I be on the other side? But that is not how I feel. I feel like this is what I think, and I really feel like we need to become okay with not agreeing. And just because I don't agree with you, I'm not against you. I just don't agree with you. And that's fine.
Why?
Let's just say that you think it's yellow, I think it's green, and let's just get on with our lives, and that's it.
So where does it come from? Max, where does it come from?
Where
people take objection to you
needing to
be,
push
to agree.
Yes,
ah.
No. I think we need to learn how to sit with disagreement.
I think it's even okay to say I'm against you. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Completely fine.
I'm against you. You're against me. It's not a problem. People tend to, this was like a big issue, which I have, and which what we see a lot from the stuff we do and the comedy we do and write. It's very out there. It's very challenging. But people somehow tend to not agree with us, which is totally fine, once again. Emma, they turn it to the fact that since I am doing what they don't believe in, it means that I am wrong and they are right. I think it's all a question of selfishness, honestly. I think people are, humans are innately selfish. I really believe that we are all want things to go our way. We want things to happen to us. And it's all there. Now, if you got brought up in a narcissistic way,
environment,
and someone is not agreeing with you, someone's not telling you you're right, someone's not telling you, listen, I understand you and you are for sure right, then you start taking offense to it because it's just a question of you not accepting someone's opinion.
Opposition. You're not accepting opposition.
And you not believing that their opposition is right. That's the problem. Because the fact is that people don't only not accept, people think that you're wrong when opinions cannot have right or wrong. An opinion is an opinion.
Bravo.
And this is the same with anything, be it a choice of movies, be it how you think the world should be run, how you think the world should not be run, whatever it is. This is just talk. And that is why when we had met in the show, because it would have been out by now, in it was about my problem with this whole cancel culture, because people try to stop things just because I don't want to talk about it. Now, I'm not telling you this absolves idiocy and hate and all that rubbish. That's a different story. But if we
fact,
just...
Because fact is fact.
And with fact, certain things, obviously,
fact
you can't
have an opinion
no,
about.
No, you cannot.
Certain facts are facts.
They're irrefutable.
Then you have opinions about the facts which are completely within your right.
And I'm just going to stop and say that, sorry, because this is really important.
You can't have opinions about
you
facts.
You said...
You
no,
can have
no,
opinion
no, no.
About
I think
facts.
What Tez has just said is fact is facts. But you can have an opinion about that fact. You can say, I feel this way about...
Exactly.
I feel this way about some of your content. I feel this way. The fact is that content goes out. I have an opinion about that.
And we don't agree.
That's
agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
And that is your isolated opinion. And that agrees. And that is your isolated opinion that disagrees. And that is your isolated opinion that is on the fence because you don't know where you stand. And that's okay. And I think that is where the problem lies.
But for me, it comes down to something a little bit more fundamental than that, is that there are some things that I really disagree with and that I don't, but it absolutely shouldn't change how I feel about how I respect that person.
Agreed,
not feel. I might not like you, Max. Actually, I do. But I might not like you, Sue. But I have to respect you as another human being. I don't have to respect your opinion, and I might think that you're wrong.
I think it's all as well about choice. If there is something that you don't like, you can just choose not to follow it, not to watch
it.
If I don't like your opinions, I can choose not to be your friend. If I don't like his podcast, I can choose not to watch it. I don't need to go all out and say, I hate you. You know, I mean, and you need to be hung, drawn, and quartered. So maybe he has you have an opinion that I don't like and you're not like-minded. And I want to surround myself only with like-minded people. I have a choice then not to follow you. I don't need to bitch about you. I don't need to troll you. I don't need to threaten you. I have a choice.
Isn't it sad when people surround themselves only by like-minded people? Because that's the safe place. Nothing happens that matures someone if you stay in that safe place.
Yes, it is. But if somebody wants to stay only in that circle, that's their choice. I don't like to be only with like-minded people. I like to be challenged. I like to see the good in people. I like to say, listen, I don't agree with you, but I still like you. I don't agree with you, but I'm still your friend. I don't like to only be with like-minded people. But if somebody likes to do that, then that's fine, fair enough. Go ahead and do it. But you don't need to. There's never, I think that there is never, ever, a justification to being nasty about somebody, to being horrible, to going on the attack to somebody, to being a keyboard warrior and saying, just because you don't agree with it or just because his sense of humor on his podcast isn't right, that we have to go all out and, hey, you don't want to watch it, you don't like it, don't watch it, move. There's so much available. do you have to hate on anybody? On anybody, just like I think opposite. He has the right to his opinion. I have the right to mine. You don't need to eliminate this person because you don't agree with him.
Sticking on this topic, and what lots of people tend to do is they tend to totally dehumanize everything. That is what really pisses me off at points, that they get an opinion of someone, and they, no matter what happens to the person saying the opinion, then just because I don't agree with your opinion, I don't care what happens to you. Because of your opinion is different to mine. So the amount of people saying that he had it coming, sort of like the whole Daphne thing. Mm. Idiot saying she had it coming, it was her fault.
Yeah, how ridiculous.
Sort of like when they say when women are Yahasra, they're raped because they're dressed in a specific way. It's her fault. What is this rubbish? It all doesn't make sense. If you're compassionate, you shouldn't say these things because you understand that, listen, this is something real, something serious happened. The person is hurt, the person was in danger, the person was eliminated, whatever. It's just a load of rubbish. That's a bit hateful, no?
The fine line, that we always kind of talk about. This line. Okay, so where do you draw the line on...
It's not a line. We're talking about...
It shouldn't even be a line.
It has nothing to do with lines. Let's take my case, for example. When someone labeled me something very heavy. Mm-hmm. There were people who come and said, like... Now since someone is joking with you,
you can't take
your feelings are hurt. Now it's not a question of feelings; it's a fact. I was labeled something which I obviously am not, and the law has been broken. You cannot have an opinion in that. If you say that she can tell you this, no, she can't. No, you can't shoot someone. No, you can't give the blame to a victim because the victim. It's a victim. That's all it is. It's period. A proper victim. I'm not a victim of feelings. That's a whole different ballpark, which we will not stop talking about. An actual victim is an actual victim. It's a very... And people sometimes are happy that the victim got victimized because of a difference of opinion, which is what happened with Kirk and with lots of people.
But
which is
strange. I think all of you have mentioned one thing that I think is absolutely fundamental, and one of the beautiful things about sitting at this table and doing this is that when you dehumanize somebody, when you see them as an entity, if you see them for what they said and not for the person that they are, that's when the danger comes in. That's when you stop relating. That's when you can become a keyboard warrior. That's when you can make threats from a distance. But the minute that you actually sit down with someone and take the time, whether you agree or you don't, and we are never going to agree on certain things. No. And that's the point, is that we sit at this table. We've had things in common. We've sat there and we've gone, whoa. We've laughed about things and we've had a really interesting conversation. And isn't that what it's all about? Isn't it about getting beyond objectifying somebody and dehumanizing somebody and making them into something that you can have a conversation with?
Yes, and I think life is really easy, Ostia, and people really overcomplicate it, Madonna. I think it's just a simple question of what you said before of the red flags. I think people have lots of red flags, and there are specific things which I value in my life, which is essentially... honesty and that you genuinely care for me for no other reason. And it's literally those one, two, a few little characteristics, because everything else is so meaningless in the greater scheme of everything. It's so rubbish, it's so bullshit that why would an opinion affect the way I think? Why would your opinion make me think any different of you if you've been nothing but respectful, you've been kind to me, you've never shown anything wrong towards me? Why would your opinion on abortion affect me in any way? If it's your opinion, it's your mind, do what you want in your mind. It's the same as your opinion on Robert De Niro. Who's better, De Niro or Al Pacino? What's the difference between how you believe in this and that? It's just a belief. If you never did anything to me,
who's it, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino?
Hmm?
Isn't Robert De Niro the actor of Al Pacino? Who played
that?
No,
they're two different
actors.
Yeah,
back up your bags and figure out what you're doing.
You see what I mean?
Tell her.
Baboon!
A whole school of them.
Oh, false.
I thought for a second there, Al Pacino was the character. That
you know that's going to feature on Max's chat with on his WhatsApp chat later on. You're not going to believe what Sue said.
I love you so.
Ladies, I'm gonna say something I never ever thought I would say. I'm going to let Max have the last word on the she word.
Wow.
Go on. Last word from you.
I would like to thank you, especially to the two, for inviting here. Sort of, I have to say that people probably saw that there were the twos and fro's online, etc., etc. But you, I will take off my metaphorical hat because you were the one who took the first move to actually come and like cross the bridges. So, and I'm really glad it did. I was positive that had we met, this would have happened because it's we're all professionals in this we're all like-minded. We all want the best, and it's easy to see that you all. I know you as well. I met you, even though you called me a baboon, but I guess it's okay as well. Yeah, thank you for coming here, and I think the fact that you got a guy on the show also lessens the
divide.
The divide.
Yes, yeah. I think that is a bit important because I told you this on the chat that the fact that you are a whole group of women here talking about men, and there are stupid men. There are very stupid men.
We don't talk about men. We talk about periods.
About policy, and we talk about a bunch of things.
I'm telling you what the men believe is happening.
No, it's really not.
We need to change the narrative, eh?
Too. That is why I'm telling you. Me being here would help change the narrative because
is this your request to have a permanent spot?
Forget it. I don't have time to even do anything apart from live right now, having a perfect spot. But no, thank you very much. Good show. Keep it up. I really, really, truly enjoyed it.
We love you, Max. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Boom.